League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. Lance, it was. Did you see what Dreamshake sent us with the lightning strike?
Yeah, that's old. I saw it.
It is?
Yeah, I saw it last year and I retweeted it and I learned a lesson because people freaked out on me so bad about – I understood what trigger, quote-unquote, triggered meant then because I had people get extremely upset with me that I didn't give them a warning or why did I post this. This is extremely upsetting. Like, people got –
Well, they all survived.
I had to delete it. People got extremely upset with me.
I'll retweet it right now for those of you who didn't see it.
At the time, it was said that everyone died. Or that two of the four died, three of the four died. Now I'm seeing articles where supposedly all of them lived, but I don't know. Maybe some of them still may have died after being hospitalized. I don't know.
Well, the guy who retweeted or tweeted it, I don't know if originally, he says, this is wild. All four survived. But he doesn't have a blue check mark, so we can't believe him. We don't know if he's telling the truth or not. So yesterday I'm helping Frankie move. That's why I'm in Washington Art. I'm not a proud boy, okay? That's not it. Not a proud boy. Anyway, I'm in Washington helping Frankie. She's moving to New York. So we got to bring a suitcase full of her shoes to her locker storage. We do that, and we're walking back, and now it starts to rain and lightning all over. So Frankie is like, four people died here last week in Washington of lightning strikes. It was on the news. My wife just said two, but Frankie said there were four, and I don't know who to believe, but whatever the case may be, people died last week of lightning strikes. So Frankie, it's about six blocks we got to walk. I mean, I've never seen a girl walk as fast, and then she started, but first, before she started running, when this all started, she hands me her phone and her keys and says, here, Dad, you carry these because I don't want to get struck by lightning, okay? And I've got a suitcase, which has got the metal that you pull up for the handle that you roll, right? Yeah. And she's like, I got to get away from this thing because, you know, lightning could strike it. Okay, don't worry about me, Frankie. You just go ahead, run away, and give me all. Do you have any golf clubs on you that you want me to carry for you? Anything else that I could be a lightning rod for?
I would have said you carried yourself and walked on. That's not quick.
No. Are you kidding? My wife would have. You take that so Frankie doesn't get struck. I don't care if you do, but make sure Frankie doesn't get struck by lightning. So we had dinner last night, and Frankie goes, he's going back to her house in an Uber, and her Uber driver T-bones another car. Frankie, she calls us about 10 minutes after she left. She's like, I was just in a major accident. Her Uber driver goes into an intersection and T-bones another car.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And the cops come, and the cops actually gave her a ride home. They were like, they checked her out in the ambulance, and they, you know, make sure she hit her head pretty good on the seat in front of her. And her neck was hurting a little bit, and so the ambulance looked at her. And the cops took her home, and she was like, I've never been in a cop car before. And it's really gross. And the cop goes, oh, man, sorry. Don't touch anything because you have no idea what's happened in that back seat.
Right. Yeah, that's a pretty good point.
I mean, he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, but that's the only place we can put you, and it's gross. I apologize. We apologize, but here we're going to – they actually drove her home. Cops drove her home. So all of you, defund the police, sorry. They need gas money to take my daughter home, okay? So stop already with defund the police.
I am somebody who pays, obviously, extremely close attention to lightning of any sort. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, like, if I know there's lightning at all, I get inside, under stuff. And I had a pan in my hand yesterday. I was going outside to check on the rain. We had a pretty good storm yesterday. And I had a pan in my hand because I was getting some grease out of it. I kind of fried these sausages for the kids in there. And I'm outside with it, and I go out, and I'm looking up at the – it's kind of sprinkling. I'm looking up at the very ominous clouds. I look up at the clouds, and I see light kind of flashing inside the clouds. And at that instant, I thought, I'm holding a metal pan. I'm for sure going to get hit by lightning now. Why am I out? This is really lightning just saying, there he is. Get him. And I ran inside as fast as I could because I knew that it was basically just charging up to hit me with a super zap. Just like something like Homelander, not Homelander, but Soldier Boy would do when he got all of his power together and went, yeah. I knew that's what lightning was getting ready to try to do to me. Went inside, didn't get me. Dab.
I thought Soldier Boy was a song or something.
Well, Soldier Boy was a quote-unquote hero from The Boys who was also a bad guy like they all are. Soldier Boy is a rapper who sang a song called Crank That, Soldier Boy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those are all, yes, John, you're right. They're all the different things, but the same. But not the same, actually. They're all different. They're all very different.
Have you watched
Woodstock 99 yet, by the way?
I have not, Lance. I have been in.
Oh, man.
I have been in Washington since
so
you talked
what?
About it yesterday.
You got tired. What are you working the whole day?
Oh, moving Frankie yesterday?
You're
really?
Really?
I got
moving.
All kinds of time.
What does that
what
mean,
are you?
Moving? What were you actually doing?
Oh, packing her stuff. I had. We're bringing two suitcases home for her. And
ooh, wow.
And we had to take her stuff to the.
Are you acting like a mover? Are you packing like a mover and mow?
That's what you have to do. Wait till Marty moves. Wait till Marty moves, and what you're going to have to do.
Are you driving back a U-Haul?
Your sons? No. But she's going to have to pick up a U-Haul.
Did you move it into
the U-Haul? Oh, don't trust. No. That was going to be the original plan, was yesterday. I was going. After the show. I was going to get all of her stuff out of storage and all her clothes and everything, and we were going to drive it to New York to her new apartment and then drive back that night, 5 hours each way. That was the original plan for me. Wait till Marty,
plan, and what happened?
Well, she thought she was going to have an apartment. She doesn't have it yet.
So you didn't have to move anything?
Didn't have to move anything.
That's what I'm talking about.
We had to move stuff.
The original plan.
No, we had to move stuff from her apartment to the storage.
How long did that take?
To pack it and move it
How long did that take?
The whole thing took about 5 or 6 hours.
Stop.
Plus, we had to pack her stuff for. Yeah,
that's highly inefficient.
Yes. No. Trust me. When Marty moves. Trust me, your wife will have you doing all of this stuff.
You could
your
have
sons?
Got,
no, the boys.
My wife can't tell me anything when I sign up the moving service. I'm a grown.
Oh,
up.
Really?
I'm done with
who's
that.
Take,
I'm not mowing
who's
my
taking
lawn anymore.
Alex, who's taking Alex to Alabama?
My wife.
Well, she is?
And me, but I mean, we're driving him up there to say goodbye.
Yeah, you're driving him to school, and you've got a bunch of stuff that he's going to have for his. You're moving him.
Stuff. I'm
yeah,
not moving his stuff. When it comes time to actually do a real move, movers.
Yeah, no. That's what happens with boys. You don't understand. You have to do all of this stuff for your girl. Your wife makes
that's
you, trust
why,
me.
That's why kids are so coddled now, because we've got to do everything for them. Here's something. Did your parents pack you up and move you? No, you didn't.
Well,
totally self-sufficient.
Think about it now.
John Granato had to learn. He had to learn. He was street. You could survive in anything. Could Frankie survive in anything?
That's what happens with boys. You don't understand. Did JG's dad, Luigi, help him move when he was a young man? No.
No.
Luigi, that wasn't his name.
And look how you came out.
My dad's actual name was Romeo, not Luigi.
I like it even better. And look how you came out. Self-sufficient, can survive in anything, overcome adversity.
That's right.
Now you just say, Frankie, it's okay. You ran into a car 16 times. We actually got you more money on this car than we expected. Let me pack this up for you. You're turning her into veal. She's like standing there, and you're just giving her milk and everything like that. That's what Alec, I said, why am I cutting Alec steak for him at the age of 15 or whatever? What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Okay, don't ever talk to me about what I did for my daughter when you're cutting your son's 15-year-old son's steak.
He wasn't getting a whole steak. That's why I was doing it. That's because I could turn four steaks into five steaks for the kids. If I cut it into pieces, they don't know the difference. So I turn four steaks into five, basically.
That's why Snack's like,
I want my own whole steak. I said, what are you talking about? That is a whole steak. I just cut it up. That's a whole steak. He doesn't know.
Dumb because at Pete's Fine Meats, you get such a good deal. You can buy five steaks for the family instead of four.
You get such a deal.
At Pete's Fine Meats. That's our guy.
No, I've read his book called The Coddling of the American Mind, and it talks about how our age group of parents are just – we used to be allowed to run amok, and then Adam Walsh was kidnapped, and it, like, changed the whole game. Every parent started thinking about the worst-case scenario for their kids every single time. And so now it's where everyone is so – oh, you know, it's just – everyone has to be so coddled, and you can't do this. And here, let me do this for you. And that's why you have helicopter parents now. I guarantee you, Kyler Murray's dad, Kevin Murray, did not have a helicopter parent, yet he is known as one of the worst helicopter parents. Our parents weren't helicopter parents. Nobody's was.
Right. Why do I have a feeling that wasn't the first time Frankie was in a cop car? No, she never got caught. She was so proud. She was at a Darty. And she was able to hop over the fence right before a Darty.
What does that mean?
That's a day party. You don't even know what a Darty is?
No, I've never heard of it called a Darty.
Your kid's going out to college and you don't know what a Darty is?
No, Alec's not a drinker. Alec doesn't even like the taste.
That's a problem.
White rice tastes too yucky to him.
Oh, that's a problem. Anyway, no. Are you kidding? I had to get Frankie your fake ID when she was 16. So she hopped over the fence right before the cop was able to grab her foot. I was so proud of her. 713-780-3776, the number, if you want to get in here. 281-469-8240, if you want to call McGrath Pest Control. McGrath Pest Control is here for you. I had Hawaii out at the house. And here's the deal is, they're just so awesome. Get rid of those bugs. Don't have bugs in your house. If you have bugs in your house, you see a bug. You have any kind of an issue whatsoever with a bug, call McGrath Pest Control, and they're going to come out, and they're going to take care of you. Look, they are awesome. I think I'm biased. They're the best bug control company that I've ever seen. I've seen Scott McGrath so conscientious, a place of business that had the worst problem with the bugs, and Scott McGrath was tireless in making sure, and it changed the business. It just changed the business, and it was unbelievable what he did for that business and continues to do for that business because he was different than the other guys. They were like, oh, here, let me spray, and that's it. Uh-uh. Scott McGrath went into the walls. Scott McGrath made sure that that roach problem was out of there. And Scott McGrath, this is what he does. He will also check for termites. If you're trying to buy a house or sell a house, you need to get a termite inspection. He'll do that. And he'll kill all those mosquitoes in your backyard. He's awesome. You will love him. This business has grown. He's tremendous. And he is, if you need a pest control company, McGrathPestControl.com or 281-469-8240. It's McGrathPestControl.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 921, anybody wants to get in? Anybody else is, and I see it on Twitter, but I'm not sure Twitter's a good indicator of what Astros fans are. Astros Twitter is extreme, let's put it that way.
Well, Astros Twitter is also, if you go deep in Astros Twitter, they're pretty protective of everything Astros. So, like, if you come after Dusty... they get kind of ticked off. I mean, I'm talking about deep, hardcore P1 Astros Twitter. I'm not talking about Astros fans who tweet. I'm talking about they're kind of pom-pom related.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, anytime you tweet out, oh, you don't, just.
Oh, you mean the guy who won 2,000 games, John? You know more than him?
Or one guy said, that's not your job. Just sit back and applaud, okay? That's what you should do. Okay.
He did not say that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I kind of
laughed. Just sit back and applaud?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I kind of like that one. Listen, I can love the team. I can love what they're doing. I think it's a great team. They're on pace for over 100 wins. Blobly, blobly, blah. They're not playing great baseball right now. They're not good offensively, period, exclamation point. They're just not. I think they're wasting opportunities, and I can say so. And everyone has their say in this world. I, you know, we have a 4-hour radio show here, so, you know, our voices are a 3-hour radio show rather now, and our voice, so, you know, our voices are heard a little bit more. But I was wondering, you know, how many of you out there are okay? 713-780-3776. I mean, I what I'm seeing, everybody is a little bit upset with Dusty for wasting the trade for Trey Mancini. I mean, I would love to see, if I'm Mancini, I'm going, really? I mean, I come here and I'm breaking. I got 3 homers in my first 3 games here, and I can't get on the field. And Yuli's winning 1-for-21, and you got Dubon playing and McCormick playing. Really? This is really happening? Now, there's a long way to go, and maybe Dusty will warm to, but Dusty's loyal to his guys. Mancini's not one of his guys. Vasquez is not one of his guys. So, you know what? He's going to be loyal to his guys and maybe sometimes to a fault. And I just think this is to a fault right now. You know, the general manager, and by all accounts, everybody was, and by all accounts, again, there are, by all accounts, everybody
all accounted in this thing about 7 times.
All right.
By which accounts?
Well, by everybody in the locker room after the trade deadline, they were thrilled. They were thrilled with what the Astros did. Even Maldonado, who is friends with Vasquez, he made the team better. But did he make the team better if they're not on the field? That's a pretty good question. I mean, you've got Michael Brantley, a big bat, out of the lineup, and you're replacing him with Dubon, okay, or Jake Myers, or McCormick. And McCormick has come through. His OPS is over 700. He's actually been much better since after he was sent down. He was the guy instead of Myers that was sent down. And since he's come back, he has actually been pretty good for 4 yesterday, notwithstanding. But there's a reason that everybody was excited at the trade deadline. But not if you don't use them. Not if you. I mean, you picked up guys who are better than the guys that you had, and yet they're sitting. And it just doesn't make sense. And how hard is it? And yet, Mancini comes in yesterday. And if I was him, I saw the lineup when I walked in. If I was Justin Verlander and I saw the lineup when I walked in, I'd be like, "Huh, really?" And if I was Mancini, really, I'm sitting again today.
Well, how do you know they didn't? How do you know they didn't say that?
They probably did.
They probably did.
That's what I'm saying.
You asked for phone calls. Let's get Ryan in here. Ryan wants to talk about Dusty. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas? Yeah, I'm getting tired of this lineup stuff too, dude. Like, how are you going to put Dubon in center? And you could argue that he messed up that triple. He probably could have caught that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm just getting tired of it. I want to see Mancini in, obviously. Put him in center. Try him out at center. Whatever. Put him in left field. I don't think Michael Brantley's coming back. You got to figure that stuff out, man. Anyways, I'll let y'all talk. Thanks.
Well, and that's the point. Here's a point. Here's a pretty good point. And maybe... You know, man, Dubon is a better center fielder. I mean, better center fielder than Tucker. He's faster. We've seen Dubon make some diving catches, right? We've seen Tucker is a plus outfielder, but he's a corner outfielder.
Yeah,
I don't know how much
he gets a little lost. Like occasionally,
yeah, he does, but
he'll get a little lost from time to time.
By By all accounts, he's
by all accounts. Everyone says this. John, your accounts, you watch him. It's not by all accounts. You watch him with your eyes.
I do watch him. But I do watch him, and he's a plus outfielder. But by all measurements, he's a plus outfielder.
There we go.
He's, by all measurements.
By all metrics, he is a good.
Yeah, by all metrics, he is a plus outfielder.
You sound like you're talking about a league that no one sees. By all accounts, coming out of the Astros, I mean, from what we can tell.
Well, by all accounts, too, means by all. For me, it means all the statistics and everything else. That you take everything into account. That's by all accounts. You take everything into account. Kyle Tucker is a plus outfielder, but not a plus center fielder. But he's a corner outfielder. Mm-hmm. He is.
We don't know
a
center
plus.
Field. That's not what he is.
We don't know. Well, he has played some. But here's the deal. Last year in Atlanta, when you didn't have the DH, what did they do? Brantley, Alvarez, and Tucker. It was so important that you took away defense for offense. That's how important it was to get those guys on the field. Well, why is this any different? If that's your best, if that is your best lineup, then why not use those guys? Because you have now a surplus. Mm-hmm. Are you better with Jake Myers in the lineup? Are you better with McCormick over Mancini? Are you better? And you had the opportunity to put him in left field. Are you better with Dubon in the lineup than Mancini? No, you're not. And even if you want to, okay, so put Yordan in left field. If you Dusty won't. It seems like even when Tucker went down when he was sick, he still wouldn't put Mancini in the outfield. Apparently, he doesn't believe that Mancini is an outfielder. Yet Mancini has plenty of starts. He has plenty of starts in the outfield.
This guy didn't have a vowel at the end of his name and wasn't Italian. You wouldn't care this much. I don't hear you doing this for Aledmys Diaz, but all of a sudden the Italians on the team, you're like, hey, this guy, what's happening? And like Aledmys Diaz, you're like, yeah, whatever. If he plays, he plays.
No, Aledmys Diaz has played. Wait, Aledmys, this was the first time Aledmys Diaz has sat in a month and a half.
All this now the Italian, and you put the cape on and you're Super John. You're Super.
It's
you're
the
SI
first
super
time.
Italian.
Let's go look at Aledmys Diaz's starts. It's the first time he sat in a month and a half. Okay.
And I got a problem with it. He should never sit now.
No.
By the way, you watching a game tonight? You watching a game today, John? You know, you can. Because it's not on AT&T Sportsnet, it's on YouTube. They're on
Perfect.
Peacock.
That's even better for me.
You actually that, can. They, let's see. So far this year, they've been on Apple TV. They've been on Peacock. They've been on Fox Sports. They've been on ESPN, AT&T Sportsnet, and now YouTube. Now, if you just have subscriptions to every one of those, you can watch it.
It's all you need. Okay, and you have subscriptions to everything, right?
No, I mean the movie stuff, Hulu, Prime, Netflix. I don't for Peacock. I have had it before. I got Paramount Plus for 1 week so I could watch The Offer, and then I dumped it.
Oh, well.
I've done the same thing with Peacock. I've had it, watched some Everton soccer, then dumped it. That's the thing. I mean, you can get stuff monthly. I've been told I need to watch Yellowstone, which everyone
has. You have not watched Yellowstone or 1883.
No, and that's which all Paramount, are two, right?
That's all Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
So you got to do that.
I'll do that, but when I do it, I got to be locked in and watching it.
Do it on another email account so that you get your 9 days or 7 days for
free.
Yeah,
that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Look at you.
And then do it on another account. And then, yeah.
Kevin Spacey, not Kevin Spacey. Kevin Costner's like, hey, what? Stop telling him to put it on a different email address. I want my money. I want my money.
Give me my money. Give me that money. Oh, no, but that's the way to go about that. About it. But Paramount's good. Oh, we just found out yesterday, as a matter of fact. We're here, and Wendy's got meetings here at Disney, and all their platforms have surpassed Netflix now. Oh, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Wait a minute. Wendy is with the. Are you adding ESPN Plus and Disney Plus?
Disney.
And Hulu?
Disney Plus,
you know they
yeah.
own all three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they're going to be bigger than Netflix.
Well, Netflix is a monster, bro.
I know Netflix is a monster. You need to watch that documentary called like Netflix versus the World. I think it's on Amazon Prime. Terrific. It shows the six, like the 4 to 6 people who were there at the beginning starting it. And all they were trying to do was just do. They were just trying to do the service where they would get you the DVDs just like they were trying to offer a DVD mail-out service as opposed to what Blockbuster was doing, because Blockbuster was the beast. I mean, they were just trying to, we just want just a little bite of this apple. And Blockbuster, you know, eventually got forced into doing the same thing. It's a really good doc to show how big Netflix got and to show how Blockbuster screwed themselves over. Blockbuster could have literally forced Netflix out of the business if they had just adapted quicker and not been so full of crap and full of themselves. Blockbuster literally played themselves into a nothing, into zero. And they could have just annihilated Netflix and been, you know, been top dog, but they screwed it up. Speaking of top dogs,
there one,
go ahead.
Isn't there one Blockbuster store left?
I think it's still I think it's still open in Bend, Oregon, yeah.
Oregon.
Because I've seen that one too. I've seen that doc.
Well,
I think that one's open. I think.
So they still have a store open. You think that's not successful? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They got that Oregon store still.
2,000 stores?
Oh, my God.
Their stock price is so high. Like, they were the kings.
That dude bought the Miami Dolphins with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Stephen Ross. No, not Stephen Ross.
No.
Wayne Huizenga.
Wayne Huizenga.
You're right. Yeah. Wayne Huizenga he got out of it. Wayne Huizenga cashed out and made his money.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not worried about Wayne Huizenga. I know Blockbuster failed, but he's going to be okay.
No, Wayne got out of it in time. He is fine.
Yeah. You know who else is okay? Everybody in Lafayette. And you know what? They're waiting for you. I got all kinds of things for you to do in Lafayette, Louisiana. Just 3.5 hours down the road on I-10. That's all it is a... It's a half a tank of gas. You can get there and back on a tank of gas. I don't know what that costs right now. It's kind of expensive. It's a lot cheaper than flying somewhere. But here's the deal: is it's easy to get to. It's inexpensive to stay there. It's inexpensive to eat there because they've got the Eat Lafayette campaign going on. And there's all kinds of. How about a New Orleans kayak swamp tour? Yeah. How about the Abbeville Cultural and Historic Museum? How about Acadian Parish Tourist Commission? You can go there and see what you can do. Acadian Memorial. Lafayette Incorporated. I don't know what that is. They got a symphony, an orchestra there. They got the Center for the Arts. They got, you want to see how to cut cane? You can do that as well. The Atchafalaya Basin. You got that experience. Avery Island. You got everything, all kinds of stuff for you to do. It is the happiest city in America. It's called the Hub City. And if you're looking for a great place to go for a little getaway, you want to do just a quick stay. You want to do a week? You want to do just a couple of days? You can do both because it's so close. All you got to do is go to eatlafayette.com. Find out where all those great restaurants are that are participating in eatlafayette.com. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. It's a beautiful place. It's wonderful. The people cannot be nicer. I love it. You'll love it too. Eatlafayette.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again.
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, our final segment before news of the weird here on the show. NFL news and notes, Lance, before we go. Roquan Smith reported to Bears camp. Here's another guy. Just Kareem Hunt, Roquan. Did you see the letter that he put out there on Twitter?
Who?
Roquan Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. It was ridiculous. I mean, form, too long, didn't read.
Oh my goodness.
I have grown up believing that to be part of the storied franchise, the Bears, like, oh my, what is this leading to? Get to your trade demand. Hurry up.
And guess what happened? No trade.
I told him, guess what? Come back. Now, I think they are shopping him. I actually think they're shopping him. Because if you don't want to be here, Ryan Poles in his first year as GM. You know, they got a first-year head coach, first-year GM. Hey, if you don't want to roll with the team, we got to move in a different direction. So it wouldn't before paying him. Maybe they don't think he's worth the money that he wants to be paid. So, because he's already just talking about, as soon as the first thing you're doing is talking about your paycheck, and I get it. It's everybody. I mean, it's their living. But I'm sure for a team that hasn't been good, and Roquan's been solid but not unbelievable, I'm sure the Bears like, you know what? We care about the Bears right now, the team. And if this is really this big of a problem for you, then we'll see what we can do. Maybe we go in a different direction for you if you'd like, if you really don't want to be here. Sometimes it's business, but it's harder when it's when you kick major ass like, you know, Deebo Samuel and all the guys at the front office and the head coach, they've all been there for the entire time. That's different. You're coming in and you're Roquan, who's had injuries, who's been, like I said, more solid than you know, unbelievable. And then you've got a brand new head coach and general manager on a team that really has done poorly over the last few years. It's got to be a different vibe for those guys in the building. Like, I really don't want to have to deal with this right now.
Right. And you're not, I mean, Deebo was an integral part.
Integral.
I mean, to a really good team. Yeah. To success. Not Roquan, you know, making plays for a, I mean, has Roquan always been totally dedicated? I don't know. Hasn't he come in overweight?
I can't remember that. I don't want to speak to that because I can't. I thought Roquan was going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
I thought Roquan had a chance to be really, really good. And listen, his tackles, last year he had 163 tackles. He had 139 the year before. It's not like he hasn't put up numbers, but it also hasn't really mattered in the grand. Like, you can, one thing we've learned is that you can get a bunch of tackles. Now, he had 95 tackles, so that's solo tackles. That's a good number, 95 solo tackles. I think he's a good football player. His tackle total has been 122, 101, 139. And you know what I say injured? He was only injured in 2019. He's played every single game other than four. He was out in 2019. You know, his numbers are pretty good, John. His numbers are pretty good. When you really take a look at his interception totals, five, whatever. Sack totals are okay. He's a pretty good football player.
Zach Cunningham was doing that same kind of thing here.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. But tackles for
putting
loss.
Putting up great numbers, number of tackles, but guess what? It's down the field. It's not contributing to winning. I mean, and listen, he can't do it by himself. They don't have a lot of really good players. Roquan Smith is a good player. That's all fine and good, but you know, integral part of what? What are you an integral part of?
Right.
A bad football team?
You can only do what you can do, right? You want to be available. And, you know, I'm looking at this. Yeah, he's only missed four games. They're all in 1 year, so that's pretty good. He's got a decent tackle for loss numbers. With they call them stuffs, which is zero or less. It's not necessarily a tackle for loss. And Pro Football Reference has his tackles for loss in 2020 was 18. Last year it was 12. Which is going to be, you know, is going to be pretty good. He finished 18th in the league in tackles for loss in 2020. I'm sorry, he finished second, with 18. I mean, he hasn't made a Pro Bowl. He's been good. Now, you know, I say hasn't made a Pro Bowl. I don't know that that's necessarily going to show up in these awards because he was sporting. He's been second team AP, All Pro in 2020 and 2021. So you know he's going to deserve to get paid. I probably need to amend this a little bit. Roquan deserves to get paid. Roquan deserves to worry about it. I think on a bad team with new management in place and a new head coach, there's a time and place. But I get that it's business. He is in his fourth year. So I mean, it's understandable. I don't know if they'll trade him or not. I don't know. And I haven't – I've texted polls.
They're saying they want to get a deal done.
Well, I would They're want to they want... You know he's really, really good.
Yeah.
And apparently, yeah. I mean, he's been – he hasn't been as impactful as you might like, but I don't know if it's because of him and really just more because of all the guys around him. Because one thing I do know is that this guy, when he's healthy – which is usually he's going to play and going to be productive. You love that.
Well, but I love this in that the NFL just says, oh, you want to be traded? Yeah, get into camp. And oh, by the way, if you don't get into camp, it's a $50,000 a day fine. So get right. into camp.
No, no, no.
And now you can you can sit in at camp, which guys have done. They'll perform sit-ins, but they got to be there, which is okay. And then they can talk. There's some communication, and all of these guys have come back and actually started practicing. They've all done it. Do you want it? Is it ideal? No. But it actually works out. Debo worked out. Kareem Hunt is working out. We'll see if Roquan works out as well. And then there's, you know, and as opposed to the NBA where you demand a trade and you got, you're holding your team hostage. Let's quickly, before we get to News of the Weird, hear Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy actually talked on the subject of Kevin Durant. And Jeff Van Gundy thinks, listen, Kevin Durant is looking really weak here. I want a trade. No. I want you to fire the GM and the coach. No. Okay, now what, Kevin Durant? Jeff Van Gundy thinks the Nets and KD can work it out.
It's understandable that both sides do what's best for them. You know, if Durant did request a trade and he'd rather work in another place, that's certainly his right. And it's also the right of the team to say, no, I think we're better with you than without you. And so what I...
Oh, we lost it.
It's understandable that both sides do what's best for them. You know, if Durant did request a trade and he'd rather work in another place, that's certainly his right. And it's also the right of the team to say, no, I think we're better with you than without you. And so what I find interesting is, this is just my observation of Durant, nothing that I know about him. He just seems to love basketball, and I've never seen him shortcut in a game or give less than his best in a game that I can remember. So if they do bring him back, I think these things can be worked out. I know it seems like it's so dramatic right now, and how could they ever speak again, and how could Sean Marks and Durant? I don't think it would be that big a problem. I think it would be an awkward couple of days. Then you win three in a row, because I think if Simmons comes back, Harris comes back, Irving's in a right space and he's able to play, and Durant comes back, they got a really good team. And so winning helps camouflage any bad feelings. And so I don't think it would be as bad for as long as people would suspect on the outside.
We'll see. They've already said how they dislike Nash and Marks. I don't know what
that
working
on purpose to try to make it irreconcilable.
Yeah, I know.
That's why.
He's
a Twitter.
And reports
guy.
Also came out that Kyrie hates them and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see if they can work it up. All right, when we come back, News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, though, Lance, a little siding.
Allstate Windows and Siding. John talks about siding. Siding is something they do, and they've got a great special going on right now, $3,000 off of a complete siding job. You want to get your house completely done from a re-siding standpoint, they've got a great special going on right now while the summer lasts. Which, you know, just because it stays hot in October doesn't mean that's the summer, okay? So that's going to be over too. But $3,000 off of an entire summer siding job. They've got 33% off of all windows right now. 33% off of all windows right now. Financing options are available with no hassle. They've got discounts for veterans, for military, active military, and for first responders. They also give you breaks for cash purchases if that's something that you're interested in doing. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Allstate Windows and Siding can do a great job of not just beautifying your home, not just making it safer, not just making it something that's going to be more appealing and more attractive to the eye, but also making it much, much more energy efficient. You can save up to 40% on your electric bill when you use Allstate Windows and Siding. These new windows that are retrofit to your home are going to save you money on your electric bill. That is a lock. And all you have to do is give them a call and take advantage of it right now. 832-204-1936 is the phone number. 832-204-1936. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. News of the Week brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, the World Health Organization, WHO, has warned people not to attack monkeys amid the monkeypox outbreak. Apparently in Brazil, primates have been poisoned and killed. You know what? Let's just have a warning for everybody, the World Health Organization. Please never attack anyone who has nothing to do with anything that happened.
We've seen a lot of that since COVID. People getting attacked for not having anything to do with anything.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably, you probably don't need to just randomly go after monkeys.
Is that what is wrong with you if you went and poisoned a monkey because of monkeypox? Are you really that super stupid? I mean, really? So there's a few Meta stories. Apparently, OnlyFans bribed Meta employees to put rival creators on their terror watch list. So OnlyFans wanted to shut down different websites that were trying to copy them. Meta to flag those different websites as terrorist websites.
I mean,
and they were bribing people to do it.
I'm not sure that. Well, I'm sure that that kind of flies in the face of the free market system, doesn't it?
That's fairly fascist
to get people shut down for being terrorists when they're not.
Right. Well, that's. I mean, it's just good business. I mean, I think it's. Hey, listen. I gotta give them credit for trying. All right.
I respect that.
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
No, instead of just sitting back and let these people, you know, take some of the market share, let's try and get rid of them as terrorists.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're trying to eliminate competition. I get it. I've seen it before. I've seen it in action.
Right. Meta is also, apparently they have a chat box that you can ask questions to. Now, there have been other chat box websites with chat boxes. I saw one that they actually programmed it to be racist. So that was a bit of a problem.
That's a problem.
This one that Meta has is quite honest, if you want to know the truth. When asked about Steve Zuckerberg, the chat box said, yeah, he's creepy and manipulative. He's the owner of the company. And yet they're saying, yeah, chatbox actually exploits people. I mean, Meta actually exploits people.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Steve was in Police Academy.
Oh, that's right. That's where I got that. Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg is actually creepy and manipulative.
I didn't say Steve was, though.
No, not Steve. Mark. Actually, I appreciate the honesty of the chat box. And, you know, Zuckerberg is like, whatever, if that's what the chat box thinks, then that's what the chat box thinks.
Well, AI is an incredible feature, and we do have artificial intelligence. So if the computer-generated artificial intelligence says I'm creepy, I guess I'm...
You heard him laugh? Super creepy.
Well, there you go. That's why he's creepy. Iran is at it again. Their morality police warn clothesmakers to avoid loud colors or face closure. Now, I don't know. Do you ever see loud colors in an Iran movie or show?
It seems like everything's stand out, but I don't know how many Iranian shows I've seen. No, I'll be honest.
You've seen a lot of stories about Iran or the Middle East.
Yes,
it just seems everybody's in. Yeah. It just seems everybody wears brown, to me.
Yeah, right? Probably not a lot. I guess they're saying let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, John. Exactly.
So that's right. That's how we're going to do it. We don't want anyone to stand out with their crazy, like, blue color. A semi-truck overturned, spilling thousands of Bud Light beer cans on a Kentucky highway.
What do you call that?
How would I react to that, Lance?
I think you'd consider it a joyful event.
No, I'd keep on driving. Not interested. Not interested. Okay? I got sent this by a bunch of people. Yeah. Oh, look at all. I was like, and? Who wants that?
Yeah. Who do you that's think like, you got? More of that or that lightning strike video with the four guys under the tree? How many times do you think it got sent to me? I counted.
Oh, I bet. 14. I'll bet. I don't know how many I got sent, but I got it sent a bunch. I'd be like, a truck of chicken livers could have fallen, turned over. Don't care.
What if you it was what? A truck of Italian sausages?
Oh, now I'd stop, okay?
Stop, yeah.
I'd be grabbing as many as possible, all right? But I get mine from Michael over at Pete's. That's what I do. You know where what I get at the grocery store? I get my Coors Light. That's what I get. If a Coors Light truck turned over, it'd be Christmas for me, okay? Now I'm grabbing, I'm punching people, I'm trying to get all the Coors Lights I can possibly get. I am going to really, Bud Light turns over, just drive around it. Hey, you're holding me up here. I got to get around this. Listen, if you want the world's most refreshing beer, I got it for you. It's called Coors Light. All you got to do is go to the grocery store, pick up a 6-pack, a 12-pack. When you're at your bar, I offer people a Coors Light. And when I'm out and about, I'm going to offer you a Coors Light. I gotta buy 975 Coors Lights for people this year, this football season. So be on the lookout. Whenever you see me, hey, John, buy me a Coors Light. Done. So all you got to do is find me. I'll tell you where I'm at. We're going to have parties. We're going to have Coors Light parties, and you can be a part of it. All you got to do is buy and get cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Keep Texas chill, baby, with Coors Light.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.